Quiz Your Biz. Here we go with Rachel, Dan, and Reese as your hosts. Tips to help you improve through great interviews.
Hello and cool. Welcome to Quiz Your Biz. This is the bi-weekly show where we interview people to find out about their businesses and experiences, the top tips and inspiration in running your own business, and to learn about other topics of interest. Have a listen today while I, Rachel Graham, interview Jacob Anthony about your business, Loaf and Ladder.
Hey, guys.
Excellent. And at the end of this interview, Jacob's going to be giving us his three top tips for Christmas cooking, which I'm excited to hear about. Not that I'm going to be cooking for Christmas, but there we go. To view any previous episodes or listen to the podcast, visit quizyourbiz.com or search for Quiz Your Biz on your podcast app. And welcome, yeah. Anthony. Anthony, why am I calling you by your... by that?
All right, that reminds me of Cadet, that is.
Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So, so let's get into it. I'm really excited, actually.
Yeah, good. Me too. So let's start off by finding out a little bit more about you and what you do. So tell us who you are, what you do, and maybe an interesting fact about yourself, just for a bit of fun.
All right. So basically, I'm a chef with over 20 years experience, and basically, I started a business called Loaf and Ladder Secret Bakery about 18 months ago when I found myself living on my own. I thought, okay, this is it. This is your opportunity now to do what, you know, everything you've dreamed of, basically. And started it 18 months ago from a single terraced house in the Rhondda Valleys. And it's just grown from there, basically. I started with one loaf, a single oven, and a single baking tray, and now I'm serving customers all across the UK with bread. And it was just right, I'm going to take a photo of a loaf of bread, stick it on a Facebook selling group, and then the rest was history, basically. So I've used a lot of online networking, actually the same way I've met you, to be honest. And that's how I've sold it, basically. Hardly a really funny story was when I first started the bakery, I went to my local corner shop and said, I'm actually starting to start a bakery in Clitheroe, which is where I live. Would you like to buy some? And they said, you know, to sell on. And they said, oh, no, it's going to be a bit too expensive. People won't buy around here. 2 weeks later, I sold to the house next door to him. You know, so you've just got to have that self-belief. And, you know, if you're going to do it, just, well, yeah, go all out. Obviously, you have working on your own and things like that. You do kind of have, moments of doubt and things like that. And I think that this is where the power of networking kicks in, because you surround yourself with other entrepreneurs, people like yourself, like Dan, and they actually become your family, really. And that's it, basically. And I can't think of anything else to say at this moment in time. So what's your next question then? I'm really curious. Perfect.
So what you do, you bake bread and you send it out to people. That's awesome.
So I also basically go on.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah. So what I do, the reason of the way I do things the way I do is because I'm a bespoke bakery, so I'm different to any other bakery you'll see. So if you've got specific dietary requirements, like you're vegan, you can't eat nuts, you're celiac, then basically you come to me, you throw all those issues at me, and I'll come back with something tasty for you. So whereas if you went into Craig's, they'd be like, oh my god, I can't do that kind of thing. So you know, it's been really rewarding, actually, coming back and making people believe that they can start to eat stuff they enjoyed again, because someone is prepared to do something bespoke. Like a story I've told before, basically, was where a customer's gran had come over from Ireland, and they used to make this Irish fruit soda, right? And they couldn't make it anymore because their hands were getting really, really arthritic, and that was getting them down. It was one of those things that they used to love doing, but, you know, and he said, is there any chance you can make it? I know I've been really cheeky, and I said, give me 2 minutes, I'll find the recipe. Done. And I came back and said, yeah, I'll deliver it to you Friday. And and that was, and when I turned up at her door with it, she just burst into tears, and I was like, that's it. That's the feeling that I want. It's because food to me isn't about, isn't just about what you eat. It's about the memories it carries and the shared experiences. So, I mean, a lot of people have sort of put me into the category of a baker, but I'm not just a baker, I'm a chef, and I'm going to be showing that very soon with something I'm going to talk about a little bit later. But yeah, it's so exciting though, isn't it, when you start your own thing. And
That's awesome.
I love what you guys have done with this, to be honest. You know, you found a passion and you just thought, right, we're going to run with it, kind of thing. So it's amazing, really.
Yeah.
That smile when I talk about it as well, it's really cool.
That's a beautiful story as well. You wouldn't expect that from baking, would you?
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like you read really my mind as well. So my next question was going to be, why should someone use you instead of the competition? But you've already answered that. You said because it's bespoke, which is really awesome. And Jamie's commented saying it's a big market for all that vegan and gluten-free artisan bread. It probably is a really big market. Which is really awesome.
That's cool.
So what specifically do you offer then? So people can order from you all around the UK and they can get, they can say, oh, I want, what sort of things might somebody be able to order?
Okay, so
you?
I do have a basic menu with about 10 different items on there, but then they can just come in. What I encourage people to do is just throw me a challenge, basically. Can you do this? Like, for example, I do splitting granary, wholemeal. I do a caramelized onion with balsamic vinegar, which is designed to go with...
Oh, we've lost you, frozen. Can any of the viewers, can you type in if you can still see and hear Jacob? He's frozen for me. What I might do is cut him off the live stream and then bring him back in. Someone leave me a comment. Let me know if you can still see or hear Jacob. Jacob, can you see and hear me? Oh, he's gone. Lost him. Right, it's kicked him off. Let's see if I can add him back on. He's outdoors, so I wonder if he doesn't have very good signal. I love Jacob's vegan bread, balsamic onion. Glad I ordered one for the weekend. Awesome. Something about freshly baked bread, isn't there? Okay, you guys are saying it's frozen. Thank you very much for your feedback. He seems to have disappeared altogether. I wonder if he's maybe got a call or something come through. I can see him to add him back on now. I can see you. I can see you now, Jacob. Can add. Hopefully that's going to work. So it's adding him. Fingers crossed, everybody. I think everybody needs to cross their fingers to hope and pray that it's going to work. Our Jacob's tablet crashed. Is it working now, Jacob? I've got my fingers crossed. I've got my toes crossed. I haven't really. Can't do it. It's saying it's declined now. Can all of the viewers please just hope and pray and hope that it works? It says you declined. So, Jacob, are you going to be able to get back on? Is this a temporary thing? Donna says, don't drive it so fast. I like that, Donna. That's a good one. Right, we're adding again.
Here we
Yay,
go.
We're back.
Here we go. Sorry, I'm not sure what happened there. But yeah, so, I don't know what happened there. But by the magic of television, I'm back. So what I do, right, is I do I think where I left off was the olive and feta, then caramelized onions, that kind of thing. But I love just combining sort of flavors, to be honest. That's where I'm at. I try and throw as many things into the mix. Actually, my brioche is becoming quite famous, to to be honest. And I'm the only one doing brioche in South Wales, and I'm the only one who does a dairy-free brioche anywhere I know. So yeah, it's really cool. But I just love what I do, and you know, when I'm doing it as well, I play soul music because that's my favorite thing. And basically, it goes into my ears, into my head, into my mind, down through my heart, and out into my hands, and that's the connection.
That's
beautiful. So yeah, so
you've talked about it being soul food as well, haven't you? Before
what's that?
You've talked about it being like soul food. That's kind of
That's what I want. Yeah, nothing too pretty, but something that naturally speaks for itself, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't do all this nouvelle cuisine stuff. But it's just combining natural flavors, you know. I want to teach people that's what I want to put across, is getting all these natural flavors and how, seeing how they naturally combine, that kind of thing. And you know, and my ambition is to take away the fear of food from people, you know, and make them more confident in the kitchen, that kind of thing. So that's possibly where I'm going to be going somewhere along the line. But I've got to plan that in now, because I've been working with someone who's pretty cool, actually. Emma Watson. I don't know if you've seen her, but she's reining all these ideas in. And get an actual fact, you might have seen that I've started a hamper side of the business. And that was like 12, in my head, that was 12 months, 2 years ago, and she's just gone, right, we're pulling that right back in. So she's like you, but for my brain, then as like a personal trainer for my brain.
So
it's cool. It's awesome. So I'm rambling now, crack on with your questions.
Perfect. Ben Kelly says, do you do donuts?
I can do. Yes, I can. So if you want donuts, hit up my page, Loaf and Ladder, and we'll sort that out.
And how do you get stuff? So you're selling to people all over the UK. How do you get it to people still fresh then? Do you just make it and whack it in the post? Or?
Yeah, literally, it's baked on the day that it's dispatched. So so what happens basically is say, for example, I've got two dispatch days, right? So Tuesday and Thursday. So what will happen is they'll be finished off then. If you've ordered for the Tuesday dispatch, they'll be finished off on the Tuesday morning, put straight into the box and out to the courier then within hours, literally. And then it'll be on its way and hopefully with you the next morning then. So it's still fresh. So, And you know, and what's different as well with mine is that I don't put any preservatives or anything like that in it, or any mold inhibitors. You will get the natural taste of the flour in it rather than. And I've actually really reduced the salt then as well, because there's so much sugar and salt in everything. It's just like, it's not real, you know. I only use traditional methods. I use my hands. I don't use machines, that kind of thing. So it's, I can literally feel with my fingertips what's going into it then. So,
perfect.
So yeah, that's cool.
Can you tell us about a customer that you've helped? I know you've already shared one story with the lady with the arthritis. Do you have any other cool stories?
Yeah, I've got a couple of, basically I've got a friend who's celiacs, and I've got another friend then whose family has got a milk protein intolerance, a cow's milk protein intolerance. So I've had to look at the ways I can adapt that then as well. And so it's always really interesting when people come back and say, can you do this, can you do that, and it makes it so much more, makes eating so much more of a pleasure for them then as well, I think.
Yeah,
when you can say, you know what, that's actually achievable. It may not be profitable for a massive company to do that, but because I'm small, I'm much more flexible with what I can do.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And another customer said to me, I really love this loaf from Tesco's. Can you replicate it for me? I'm like, yeah, tell me what it is and I'll do it.
And nice. It's,
and I, when customers tell me that they're going on holiday, I'm like, all right, okay, do me a favor. Take a photo of any bread you've had you've really enjoyed over there. And I'll then replicate it over here. So you've got that memory then as well. So
idea.
So it's kind of reminiscent then as well. But yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Jamie's asking, what marketing platforms do you use?
Me, I use mainly Facebook and Instagram, but I'm starting to use LinkedIn now for the hampers. And what else? Yes, mainly for Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at the moment. But then also, I'm doing a lot of local marketing, and sometimes I even do a pop up then in a local community kitchen, then as well. So I've made it a policy of mine: if ever I rent a kitchen, it'll only be community based kitchens, so the money's going directly into the community rather than to some landlord that doesn't even live in the town, kind of thing. So,
okay.
So yeah.
So awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we've heard a little bit about your business and what you do. Now we'd love to hear a bit more about your business journey and how you got to where you are. So something we'd like to know is, what does success mean to you? I'm already getting quite a good picture of it, but what exactly does success mean to you?
If you'd asked me eight weeks ago, it would have been a very different picture. But since, obviously, I've had my bottom kicked by someone, it's become a lot more real. It's basically, I just started the business with the dream of cooking for people, making bread. And I thought, right, okay, what have I got in front of me? I've got a single oven, I've got a baking tray. What can I do that I know that everyone needs every week? And that was bread. But now it's looking at what can I do to augment that, and looking at sort of I'm launching an online deli for with mainly Welsh produce. My aim basically is to make it the best online deli in Wales, up there with Fortnum and Masons, then to look at teaching people how to cook, making them more confident within the kitchen, that kind of thing, so they get more enjoyment out of it then, and then potentially looking at ready meals then as well for those who don't have the time to cook, but they still need to eat healthily. You know, so it's hitting a couple of different markets, basically. It's just bringing more of what's in there out to everyone else, basically. Yeah. I trust you saw the in there then, but what's in there then, basically. Because I have kind of felt that I haven't been working to my full potential until the 8 weeks started, basically. And it was that's it. And I guess you see that a lot yourself with people where they're sort of not working to their full potential, and then you bring it out to them, then you see yourself with the, and then you just see it, holy moly.
This
is what, and then the realization on people's faces, well, this is what I could have been all along, kind of thing. Isn't it? So and your journey as well has been, I'd say your journey has been quite inspirational as well. So it's cool.
So Sam has chipped in and said, that's a lovely idea about the holiday bread. I love the Turkish bread, really soft and light. Andrew Gill says ready meals could be nice. And Ben Kelly is asking, what can or do the hampers include, and how much are they?
Oh, there's quite a few. There's quite a list, to be honest with you. So it would take me a while to reel through them. There is a post on my page. A loaf and ladder. Okay, so there is a post on there, and it gives you a full list of everything that's on there. It's £89. It's £89, and you can pay weekly then, if that, you know, if your budget doesn't allow you to pay that upfront. But what I'll give you an idea. Basically, we've got Snowdonia Welsh cheeses. You've got charcuterie, which is sliced cured meat from Treely Farm. We've got this amazing Lervil's Delight botanical soft drink. Then it's stunning. You've never tasted anything like it. What else? We'll have my bread, my cakes then as well, and patchwork patties as well, which is the best patty you've ever tasted in your life. And it's not just meat patties, it's vegan and vegetarian then as well. So, I mean, if you're vegetarian, we do a Stilton and Guinness one, which is absolutely amazing. But the other thing then as well is, like the rest of my business, I can do a completely bespoke one for you. So if you're vegan, I can pull together lots of tasty vegan options then as well. And the main focus is that it's from really small producers like myself that you're not going to find in any of the big shops. So, yeah. You know, I'm going right to the source, basically. So yeah, it's cool.
Cool. So Dan has kindly popped in your Facebook link for us. So if you want to check it out, for anyone watching or listening on the podcast, it's facebook.com/loafandladder. So loaf being like a loaf of bread and ladder, like the thing you climb. So /loafandladder. Perfect. So what advice would you give yourself when you first started out?
Believe in yourself more.
Believe what you can do.
Because, and drown out the naysayers, basically, because they're not you at the end of the day. That's the biggest lesson I've learned is, although these people may care about you, they're not you. Mm-hmm. They're placing their beliefs, their and their doubts. They're loading them onto you, basically. So, get them off.
That's good.
Don't let people live rent free in your head. You know, get them out, basically. And I've been reminded of that quite recently. I think that crystallizes everything. Basically, it's just get them out of your head. You know, get out. Because I think sometimes even the people who are supposed to care about you, like your family and things like that, they're not inside there, are they? They're not the ones that are inside there having to live with this straitjacket they're putting on you.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? And if you're wearing a straitjacket, you need to take it off. Basically, because otherwise you'll never be free.
Perfect. I think that's brilliant advice. Sam says, sorry, I've got to go. Got to love you and leave you. Great business. Good luck with it all. Jamie has said, it's quite a long question. Jamie says, how much help did you get from your local community /business support chambers? And do you have any advice for others that are wanting to reach out to communities or chambers to help them grow their business? That's quite a big question.
Okay. Actually, I've done most of this myself. You know, in terms of, there's not been much. Collaboration is really powerful, obviously. But in terms of government and things like that, because I didn't want to jump through any hoops, I didn't go for government funding or anything like that. I just thought, okay, the best way I can start this business, I started with £20 in my back pocket. And I thought, right, if you can, you know, you can afford to lose 20 quid. Right, let's go. Just use as many of your connections as possible. Use as many business networking. The most powerful thing I've seen really is the business networking. Because I've got more customers outside of my area than I have inside of it. I've got maybe, I would say, 10, 20 regular customers from within my local area. But through the power of four networking, DLBN, other groups, and the inclusive business group, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I can hear the background.
Really needed that, yeah. That just proves I'm not green screening, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah, exactly. For me, it's just been a case of don't be too reliant on other people and other people's hoops to jump through just go and do your own thing yourself. And people who like your stuff will find you at the end of the day, as long as you put it out there. Networking has been the biggest single influence on my business, to be honest. And it's not what you know, it's who you know and who they know as well.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Excellent. Brilliant. So we've got one more question before we're going to get into your top tips for Christmas cooking, because we're running out of time. But here's the juicy question. What is, and this is the purpose of this question is to kind of help inspire new business owners, people who might be so early stage of the business, making lots of mistakes, having lots of challenges. So what is the biggest mistake you have made in business?
Not believing in myself.
Simple as. That's a good one.
The biggest thing is letting that little voice in your head that says you can't do it, letting him get too loud, turn the volume down, basically.
Yeah.
It's perfect. You know what, there are so many things that could have, you know, stopped us getting to where we are now. Right, so many things. I mean, we're lucky to even be born, right? I think one entrepreneur quoted is like 4 trillion to 1 that our parents would have back to the right time. You know, just grab grab that opportunity and just go with it, basically, if it doesn't work, it's a lesson. You haven't failed. You've just learned another lesson. Edison is quoted as saying that I found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb. So, you know, you make lots of little mistakes, but, you know, they're always, as long as you just go, right, well, I'm still breathing, you know, just crack on and just go, right, okay, this is the way I can correct it. You know, there are still mistakes I'm dealing with now, but I know I won't go back to that then. You know what I mean? It's kind of it's the reason why I've got the word ladder in my name, basically. It's a way to overcome obstacles, because every mistake, every lesson you learn is a rung up the ladder. All right, so if you want to get to the top of the ladder, you've got to make mistakes and learn from them.
Yeah.
And you've got to step on every rung to get to the top, haven't you?
Yeah.
So that's the way I've learned to look at it, basically.
Yeah, fantastic. That's really good, really good advice. So finally, the bit that we're all looking forward to, I'm sure, we get your three tips around Christmas cooking?
Yes. Prior planning and preparation prevents poor performance. Okay, what that means is basically, I've obviously added that to keep it clean, but
you can say it.
Well, it's the seven P's in there that I learned in cadets. Prior planning and preparation prevents piss poor performance. So basically, what it means basically is prepare as much as you can before the day. Like, for example, you can park cook your veg up to three days in advance. Most chefs do that anyway. Most chefs will they'll start roasting off their joints the day before, and then they'll bring them up to heat then on the day. As such, so for example, a good way, do you eat meat? Does anyone here eat meat?
I don't, but rest of my family do.
No, okay, all right, no worries. Okay, if you do, what you can do is, say for example, you've got a joint of beef or something like that. When you're cooking it, put in a roasting tray with what we call a mirepoix, which is carrots, celery, onions, and a couple of herbs then as well. About half an inch of water, right? Underneath, no oil. Cling film it, and then wrap it with foil and cook it nice and low and slow. And what will happen is the water will basically steam the roast, as opposed to roasting it. It'll come up much more tender basically. And what you do then with those juices and the mirepoix underneath, then you use that as your stock then for your gravy. So a lot of people, it's just a cheaper way of doing stock then as well. But my biggest tip really is prepare as much as you can before the day. And if you can get a temperature probe, this is my third tip now, get a temperature probe there, about a 5 or something like that. When you're bringing your food back up to temperature, make sure it's over 73 degrees. At least then you don't kill anyone.
Poison people, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. So, I mean, it's all about taking control of the controllables and prepping as much as you can.
Yeah.
You know, that's it, basically.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Awesome.
Really good advice. Thank you. So that's it. That's the end of my questions for today. It's been really, really good chatting to you. We've got one more question come through.
Yeah.
Andrew has said, have you thought about doing lessons via a Facebook Live?
That is something I'm looking at doing, but I need to get that into my head and plan it, because I will just run with it and not. Well,
sounds like you did
the old Jake wouldn't have had a plan for it, basically. He would have just gone, yeah. But yeah, the new and improved Jake 2.0 will have a plan for it. And it's courtesy of the planning circle. But yeah, it's that is definitely something that's on my radar. So we're gonna smash this. Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Right. Okay. Well, that was a really, really good interview, Jake. I really enjoyed learning a bit about what you do and your business journey.
Yeah.
And who knew? I didn't even
Thank
know
you.
That you could get, you could like courier baked goods off, really. I thought you'd...
Well, I didn't until I did it, to be honest. I didn't until I did it. I just thought, right, let's just do it and figure it out. Make the mistake and then learn from it, innit? So, if you've got that wacky idea, just do it, try it, and learn from it. Basically, is my last piece of advice then. So yeah.
Oh, Ben Kelly said the next Delia Smith. Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I got better hair than her.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy hair. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. All right. I shall speak to you soon.
Fantastic. All right, thank
Ciao.
You. Bye. There we go. Okay, guys. Well, thank you once again for watching, for joining us on this episode of Quiz Your Biz. Tune in next time on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. about her business, Go Go Glamorous. Remember, for all previous editions, go to quizyourbiz.com. That's it from me. Have a wicked day, and we'll see you next week, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Quiz Your Biz. Yeah.